This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 13th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Westwood Gardens, offering a variety of Westwood-grown annuals, perennials, and hanging baskets. Four locations in Northwest Arkansas. 442-3500 or westwoodgardens.com.
RLT and the Second Stage Diversity Unites series presents The Rant, with performances this Friday through Sunday. An African-American teenager is fatally shot on his front porch in a crime-ridden neighborhood, and the grief-stricken mother accuses the police of murdering her son. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, financial literacy for would-be entrepreneurs. Jacqueline Froelich explains how a new program helps small business startups. And as the Arkansas Razorback baseball team prepares for the College World Series this weekend, we consider the near disappearance of African-American baseball players in the state.
First, the May primary election is over in Arkansas after the counting of yesterday's runoff election votes. Democrats in Arkansas's 4th District selected Gene Jeffress to face Republican nominee Tom Cotton in November. Jeffress earned about 60% of the vote. In the 1st District, Democrats narrowly selected Scott Ellington to run against incumbent GOP Congressman Rick Crawford in the fall. The general election, November 6th, is 146 days away.
TheCityWire.com reports tourism tax receipts for Fort Smith and Van Buren are up. Hospitality tax collections for Fort Smith in May were over $60,000, an increase of 5% over May of 2011. In Van Buren, hospitality taxes were up more than 7% in May 2012 and over May 2011. An actor, playwright, and alumnus of the University of Arkansas will donate his papers to the university's Special Collections Department. Lawrence Luckinbill will formally give his papers to the university library Monday during a week-long term as a McElroy Family Visiting Professor in Performing and Visual Arts. He graduated from the U of A in 1955 and had a career on stage and in film. He was a Tony nominee for The Shadow Box and a recipient of the New York Critics Circle Award for The Memory Box. He'll also perform two of his one-person plays based on the lives of Clarence Darrow and Teddy Roosevelt during his time on campus.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are now two games behind first place Tulsa in the Texas League North Division standings. Last night, former Razorback pitcher Nick Schmidt pitched the Tulsa Drillers past the Nats 10-2 in a game played in Tulsa.